Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... It is Evil Weasel Wednesday, but fucking every day of the week's an evil fucking day anymore as we fucking go further and further into the fucking abyss. We just have to fucking admit it. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. I know it ain't 4 degrees here, Laura. Must be 40-something. It is currently something here. some degrees here at 4,200 feet. It ain't 4 degrees. Let me look down and see if I can see that. Nope. We're looking for a high of 50 for the Klamath Basin today. And that being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. Koch Brothers. Koch Network cheers Biden's extending work permits for illegal aliens as 12 million Americans are jobless. Well, of fucking course they do. I mean, they're fucking goddamn capitalists. It's how you capitalize. You bring in illegal motherfuckers to steal what belongs to the people here so that you can pack your fucking communist fucking fascist fucking pockets because you're one of the fucking two. You're not a free enterprise fucking American national, you cocksuckers. These cokes are fucking, there's another one, a couple more for your fucking list of pricks that are fucking trying to fucking rule the goddamn country to take it all over so you gotta fucking beg at their fucking feet for your fish head and your bowl of rice. We'll get into it when we turn.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Koch Network cheers Biden's extending work permits for illegal, unlawful, can't fucking be here, thieving from us, aliens, as 12 million Americans are jobless. Why is this happening? Well, it's because we're letting it. We're allowing this shit, people. Remember when you were a little kid, when they started teaching you about the Revolutionary War? Taxation without representation? This is goddamn blatant fucking full-blown tyranny, and you know it. And you're just sitting there. Yeah, I do have the authority to stop it. This is like that fat, lazy sheriff on the old westerns that just can't get his, got a bad back. He just can't seem to go get the fucking outlaws. This is from Breitbart. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The billionaire Koch brothers, a network of donor class organizations, are cheering President Joe Biden's automatic extension of work permits for border crossers and illegal aliens. So this Joe Biden person, whoever the fuck he is, this goddamn governor of the fucking queen in the colonies, thinks he can just give our goddamn fucking nation away, what belongs to each and every one of us, absolute, and cannot be removed without due process of the fucking law. He can just, fuck, I can just hand it to any fucking buddy. Illegal? What that fucking word mean? It's not illegal, it's unlawful. You're an unlawful son of a bitch, Joe Biden, and so is the rest of that goddamn communist committee that fucking is running this country from a fucking occupied capital and an occupied fucking goddamn White House. Fucking Koch brothers. Two motherfuckers are fucking us, people. And we just let it fucking slide because somebody might have to fucking get up off their ass and fucking risk their ass to do something. This month, Biden's United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, USCIS, agency announced a rule that increased the automatic extension period for work permits up to 540 days. Fuck, we want to keep fucking stealing from you fucking Americans for 540 more days with unlawful fucking goddamn invaders. That's what these son of a bitches are backing. Of course, that's capitalism, isn't it? If you could get people to work for absolutely fucking nothing, you'd be the ultimate fucking capitalist, wouldn't you? As you're fucking using their goddamn resources to have them produce them so you can get fat in the ass, you motherfuckers. Free enterprise. Debt-free currency. That's what we were guaranteed, not this fucking capitalist fucking lying horse shit. It's just another ism, like communism, like fascism, like socialism. As Robert Law from the Center for Immigration Studies notes, many of those work permits are held by border crossers and illegal aliens. Unlawfully here. I'm a fucking criminal. Give me a job. Fly me to fuck where I want to fucking go. Give me a check. Hand it all over to me. I want free fucking Walmart or I'm going to fucking kick, get down on the ground and kick like a fucking baby. Many of the work permits categories eligible for the two extensions are earmarked for illegal, unlawful, can't fucking be here, breaking the even breaking their goddamn policies because they don't have law. There's never, the only law there's ever fucking been is that fucking Bill of Rights, but they're still breaking that law by thinking they can bring people in here and give them what belongs to us without taking it from us first, either by the fucking sword, or by the fucking goddamn common law courts that we absolutely guaranteed through the common law procedures we are absolutely guaranteed through the common law juries that we are absolutely motherfucking guaranteed that have been fucking removed in violation of our supreme, superior, absolute, unalienable law of December 15, 1791, and by God it has. You can't fucking deny it. Why wasn't this being screamed 40 fucking years ago? I mean, this God, there are people who knew. But I mean, it's like, it reminds me of old Baron Rothschilds. He said, you know, in fucking Pawns in the Game, it has a letter from him he sent here to the United States. Says, I don't care who fucking controls the fucking the law. I don't care who's in charge of the law. If I control the currency, I control the fucking country. And by God, if it ain't the fucking truth. And it's a goddamn it's a worthless currency. It's a debt dollar. All you can do is exchange debt. You can't fucking buy and sell shit. You can't fucking participate in free enterprise. Play it by trading debt. If last week's press release is the first time you heard about this rule, that's because DHS published it without giving the American what rule? I must have missed something here. Many of the work permit categories eligible for this auto extension are earmarked for illegal aliens. That's where I stopped. I wonder why. Including those who simply filed an asylum application that the government has yet to adjudicate. And those with TPS. If last week's press release is the first time you heard about this rule, that's because DHS published it without giving the American public any advance notice in violation of the Administrative Procedures Act. Administrative Procedures Act is not fucking law. It's fucking policy. It's arbitrary and capricious. They can change it at the fucking whim. Law, you break the fucking law, you go to court and there's fucking consequences. There is redress and there is fucking grievance. Executives with the Koch Koch-founded LIBOR initiative cheered the announcement, calling the policy, quote, a welcome fix. Oh, yeah, you fucking, that's capitalism for you, people. Free fucking labor, bringing, unlawfully bringing motherfuckers into this country to steal from your fucking fellow Americans, you cocksuckers. You are going to answer up for what you have done. You are going to face justice, you motherfuckers. Their support for the policy comes as nearly 12 million Americans remain jobless. 12 million, my fucking ball sack. That is just the ones that can count on unemployment from this last round of bullshit. There's over 100 million fucking people that are American nationals, many who can trace their lineage back to before the fucking so-called Revolutionary War, the hijacking of the fucking people's goddamn uprising. And they're fucking living under freeways. They're living in shit. They're getting, I mean, they're treated like fucking dirt beneath a fucking third world fucking piece of shit's ass. That's how they try and drag us down. Don't you see it? We're fucking a proud people who would stand fucking proud once upon a time. But they've dragged all this multiculturalism fucking third world fucking garbage in here. And now we're supposed to be at the same level. Then we, oh gosh, if you're not, you're prejudiced. You're prejudiced. No, I'm fucking better than you are. I'm better fucking educated. I lived a fucking freer life. I know what fucking freedom is, you son of a bitch. I know that you come here, you got here with your fucking hand out, and everybody fucking is supposed to feel sorry for you. I don't feel fucking sorry for you, thief. You son of a bitches know exactly what you're fucking doing. And you will come here and you will shoot me in the fucking back to steal what is fucking mine, you lowlifes. Well, I almost said something really rugged. Wow. 12 million Americans remain jobless, but all of them want full-time jobs with high wages and competitive benefits. Fuck jobs. I want the goddamn wealth of this nation to go to the fucking people that it belongs to. We the people. When did we fucking ever turn over our goddamn ownership of this country to any motherfucker? I haven't. Show me the fucking paper with my signature on it. Show me the paper with any of my grandfather's fucking signatures on it. You won't find it. Still, generation after generation, they worked and paid and fucking worked their asses off to fucking just try to hold fucking tread water or maybe make a little bit of fucking money now and again. But they paid their fucking way. So where does 28 trillion dollars in debt come from? Well, it was borrowed from you to give to other fucking countries, to give to the fucking Jews, to give to the goddamn 1%. This is how they transfer fucking wealth. This is capitalism, people. This ain't a free enterprise, and nobody better fucking call me, tell me it's free enterprise in my face, I'll bust your fucking nose. Competitive benefits. Another 4 million Americans are underemployed, stuck in part-time jobs, but want full-time employment. The Koch-founded organization, though, wants the Biden administration to go even further and expand the automatic extension to even more foreign nationals holding American fucking jobs. We're not supposed to be a people of fucking working class. I mean, they worked that shit in after they fucking made that Great Depression. We were all supposed to be entrepreneurs. We went to the fucking goddamn bank where the fucking gold and silver had been printed by the fucking Congress as fucking ordered by their lying-ass constitution that never fucking was. We never had it, people. We were supposed to be able to go get the fucking goddamn revenue we needed for exchange to get what we needed to extract our own resources that belong to us as long as we didn't start taking too much. You took more than your fucking share, then you had to fucking pay some back to the fucking people. I mean, like, you go out on the Indians' land, you cut down their fucking trees, they want paid for them. They're not stupid, like the American fucking people seem to be. Those are your goddamn trees. That's your fucking resource. And they say, oh, this guy here came and he got a fucking lease on a fucking, $500 billion worth of fucking oil for fucking, $680 fucking dollars from one of his buddies down there who he has a fucking little kid to fucking go down there and for him to molest. That's what the lobbying is. That's fucking pedophilia fucking child molesting. Koch brothers. Two motherfuckers doing this to us, people. Two son of a bitches, and nobody seems to know where they are or how to deal with them. What a sorry fucking lot we are. It's important to acknowledge that thousands of otherwise eligible people, including many spouses of guest workers, just anybody can come in here. No, they can't. I am an American national. I'm an individual, free, sovereign American national. I own this fucking country, and I tell you, I don't want nobody else in here. I want the ones that have come here and as an act of fraud through that fraudulent United States corporation the fuck out of here yesterday. And I want every fucking goddamn shekel, I want the fucking gold and silver. I want the real fucking resources you motherfuckers have stolen through fucking acts of fraud, duplicity, you name it. You're giving it back. And you third world motherfuckers, you keep coming up here and you'll find out why you were crammed down in the fucking third world to begin with. We'll fucking run into the fucking jungle, you motherfuckers. Think you're fucking badasses? You think you're the only one to chop a fucking head off? You want to bet? Cannot yet benefit from it because their documents that allow them to qualify have also expired due to other backlogs within the agency. The executives wrote in a statement, we better get that to them. That we better subsidize the labor of these motherfucking capitalists, hadn't we? These motherfucking good old fucking boys and their fucking good old boy fucking clicks. Your fucking clicks are going down. You're going to see what a fucking individual can do when there's a fucking about 40 fucking million of them. We will mow your fucking asses down. You thieving fucking vain, arrogant cocksuckers. Last month, as Breitbart News reported, the Koch Network launched a lobbying effort targeting Senate Republicans and Democrats to couple vague border security. What the fuck does that mean? Promise with an amnesty for millions of illegal aliens enrolled and ineligible for the President's Obama's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. Cocksuckers do not have the authority. It is a fucking gross violation of the absolute fucking unalienable law of December 15, 1791, in particular, the ninth article. They are just fucking saying, we're doing it. Well, you do not have the authority. And if you fucking do it and violate my fucking rights, I get to blow your fucking head off, motherfucker. That's what the law of this fucking land says. And you are a criminal. You are a criminal by definition. You are a criminal. You're a goddamn premeditated fucking criminal. And it would take nothing to convict you in a fucking goddamn common law court. Prima facie. You are goddamn traitors. You have joined with the fucking New World fucking order to try to destroy the sovereignty of my fucking country, to turn it over to fucking goddamn your foreign fucking buddies. There's a handful of you across this fucking world who think you're going to have everything. You're going to have a fucking bullet in your fucking head or a rope around your fucking neck. That's what you got coming. In March, the Koch Network joined the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the George W. Bush Institute in a lobbying effort to urge Senate Republicans to work with Senate Democrats on an expansive amnesty plan that would increase increase legal immigration levels. I mean, God damn it, this is invasion. It is invasion by definition. You look at it, it's invasion. And there's nothing, there's no legal, or you're just going to take a fucking fraud and just declare it an unfraud, right? Did you take this goddamn country through a due process of law given to each and every person that you fucking took from you, son of a bitches? No, you didn't. You can't fix that. You can write anything you want on a piece of paper. The fucking fact stands, and it will stand until you are fucking hanging from a rope. Oh, more of it. Romanians claim fear of Putin at border to get into you. You don't got to claim nothing. Just tell him you're a son of a bitch from a fucking third world fucking country. You're here for the free. I just walk up and say, I'm here for the free fucking Walmart. Get the fuck on. Hurry up and get it to me or I'll call some news reporters and I'll get some lawyers on your fucking ass. Some of the Queen's fucking lawyers business. Queen already said I could come here. You tell you what, you fat little fucking bitch. You are going down. The monarchies are going fucking down. Once and for fucking all, we are going to be rid of you motherfuckers who think you have some kind of fucking royal hold over us because of the twat you dropped out of and because some fucking bishop of a phony fucking church declared that your God wants you to fucking rule me. Fuck you. You got it? Romanians are increasingly arriving at the United States-Mexico border, exploiting Russian invasion of Ukraine in hopes of getting released into American communities by President. Not into America, into American communities, because they fly you to where you want to fucking be. When these motherfuckers start showing up around your fucking town, deal with them. Deal with them or they'll deal with you. That's what you got coming, boys. Communities by President Joe Biden's administration, sources close to Breitbart News reveal a number of Romanians and some Russians are using the southern border, the source sources said, to try to get into Biden's expansive catch and release. Biden's, who the fuck is this guy? An executive fucking officer, according to the fucking Federalist Papers, the shit they sold us back in 17, they didn't actually sell it to us because we never fucking agreed to anything. But the shit they threw out there said that this can't occur. You can't do this. No. Being briefly, a number of Romanians and Russians are using the southern border, the sources said, to try to get into Biden. Who the fuck, this guy's supposed to be if this fucking constitution worked like they claimed it was gonna, the executive it can do is enforce the law that the fucking was legislated through the people's representatives, which was bullshit anyway. To think that anybody could represent anybody else in an autonomous society is fucking bullshit. These electoral colleges are bullshit. One man, one vote, $1 donation. And we decide who's going to be up there. And if they fucking break the law, you can't touch our law. But if you break it, we'll fucking hang your ass. We'll put you against the fucking wall immediately. Now, people, come on. Who wouldn't want that unless they were fucking wanting some kind of edge? Like these goddamn capitalists wanting free fucking labor. You and your family can fucking starve, but man, their family's gonna get fat! You fat fucks! They're gonna live fat. They're gonna live large, man! Because they're gonna fucking fuck you and they're gonna violate your goddamn rights along with the rest of them. And some of them know exactly what they're fucking doing. We'll skin your fucking asses alive, you motherfuckers. And some Russians, goddamn, well, who in the fuck ain't crossing that fucking border? That border is wide fucking open. We are being invaded and the fucking goddamn, the enemy is behind the gates. They've opened the fucking gates to the fucking invaders. Can't you see it? They're building armies behind your fucking lines, if there were a fucking line. They're hacking up your fucking children. They're killing your fucking people. They're taking our goddamn livelihood. They're taking our goddamn country. They're taking the fucking wealth of our country. These motherfuckers have no fucking right here. They have no right to our law. They have no right to our goddamn resources. They have no rights here. They are here unlawfully. They have the right to be shot. And you, it's just like, you hired the goddamn regulators back in 2008. You paid their goddamn pensions. You paid their wages. You paid for the best fucking health care. You paid their fucking retirement. And they fucking rated fucking junk bonds as AAA derivatives and put them in your 401k. And you lost every fucking thing. And they didn't go to jail. They weren't even reprimanded. They were barely mentioned. Well, they had to do, and then at the same time, their buddies are fucking making goddamn bets that the goddamn loans are going to fail because they know they're going to fail because they're junk fucking loans that they made. Just like this, just recently, think this about a year ago when it came out, you don't have to have a job. You don't have to have any kind of income, but you can go get a loan for a house. And you don't have to even have a down or not. You should be able to go. Well, isn't that a fucking loan that's doomed to fucking fail? In the first place, it's an unlawful fucking loan. But God damn it, the people of America should just be able to sign their fucking name. They owe us so fucking much, you cannot fucking believe it. That's what we're going to take back. And once we got it all back, man, I'll tell you what, we can be happy again. We can be the people we were supposed to be, free. As long as we're not fucking with anybody that's at liberty to do any goddamn thing we feel like, create anything we feel like. Think what this world is missing. All the fucking creations, all the shit that they're fucking spouting that these goddamn corporations have taken over through the guise of fucking capitalism was created by motherfuckers like you and me. Like radio was created by the fucking people in their goddamn garages, TV. Who did end up? They fucking took control of that motherfucker as soon as they saw the power of it, didn't they? Well, we're just going to take it. Well, no, you ain't. We should have never allowed it then. People just, oh, they trusted that, to trust government. I mean, even the goddamn fucking criminals back then, George Washington, Jefferson, Adams, name it. They told you to never trust government. They told you not to trust government. And you were raised to worship these fucking people, but the goddamn, some fucking charlatan just, all he has to do is say, God bless. After he tells his fucking big lie. After he lies to you about what he's going to do, like, every one of them's going to go. Soon as the first thing I'm doing is I'm getting rid of DACA. Every fucking lie they tell you that at the end, right at the end of them, they go, and God bless you and God bless America. Okay, he's a Christian. He'd never lie. Oh, we've caught him in 75 fucking lies. You want to listen to him? I know, but he's born again. He got born again just now when he said that. Because God loves him. If God didn't want him there, he wouldn't be there. That's how fucking stupid you people are. That's the God. They look at you like, goddamn, you fucking morons. And I'm looking at you the same goddamn way. This is how they got as far as they fucking got. By fucking slime balls that are probably, you know, they got fucking children they're pedophiling. They're goddamn, they're doing the most unfucking godly acts that ever fucking occurred on this planet. It is goddamn Gomorrah hell. It's goddamn Ukraine. It's the filth. But as soon as the filth gets up there, all they have to say, God bless you and God bless America. Oh, he's a good feller. He's a guy just like me. I say God bless me. I love America. Love that flag that those fucking corporate cocksuckers created. That when they created the fucking Constitution, it never was with zero authority to do so. I would ask if people want to challenge that shit. Ask them who ran against George Washington for first president. There wasn't no goddamn fucking election now, was there? They wanted to appoint him. They were sitting there debating appointing him king. We should name a king, said John Adams. Only I don't think a King George would have been the smart fucking thing to do. And fucking so they tried to make George Washington look all magnanimous. And they had said, oh, I could never, you know, just, oh, yeah, you bet, you fucking slime ball. You signed that goddamn unlawful fucking act for the goddamn attorney general's office, didn't you? You son of a bitch. And when the Whiskey Rebellion, you went and took troops went against the American fucking people. They should have killed your ass right then and there, you fucking cocksucker. We can't let these motherfuckers arrogant us. You know, put on a different kind of clothes and give us the impression, you know, ooh, oh, that he's important and I'm not. Fuck you. We'll all fight naked with fucking knives, you motherfuckers. We'll see if anybody's any different than anybody else. If they bleed different, they cut different. We'll test your fucking theory. We'll skin your ass a fucking lime. Nope, can't find nothing different about this son of a bitch. Except that he got rid of a fucking, he sent our food over to fucking China. So I guess throw his fucking ass on the spit and get the baby rays out. We'll be right back.
Living in the darkness, and his mouth came on.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
As we sail into the mystic, oh, I can now hear the sailors cry, smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. Where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back the days of old. How magnificently we will fold into the mystic. You know I will be coming home. Yeah, when that foghorn whistle blows, I gotta hear it. I don't have to fear it. And I wanna rock your gypsy soul, just like way back in the days of old. And together we will float into the mystic. Come on, girl.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Van Morrison with End of the Mystic, just a little mellow to come down off the fucking screaming. I mean, just the fucking outrage that we face every fucking day and just fucking allow it. I mean, I fucking come up here, when I leave, we can come down them stairs. I should have been in a fight. Never did I, in my whole life growing up and shit, and did I get that goddamn mad that I didn't fucking fight. But we're not fucking fighting, people. We're not taking care of this shit. And that's on us. Well, let's see what we got here. I'm sick of it. They're invading us. We're being fucking invaded. There's no goddamn doubt about it. Nobody can fucking question it. In fucking invaded. They're bringing, they're training fucking troops on our fucking soil to fucking kill the American nationals. Plain and simple. Get it through your fucking head. They aim to come right through your fucking door and you say, well, you know, it's just like everything else. It happened to that guy. It happened to that way. It ain't gonna happen. And finally it comes and it comes to you and then you are so fucking outraged. Why isn't anybody doing anything about this? Well, you're some fucking buddy or you're supposed to be. You're supposed to be an American national. And you're supposed to fucking enforce that fucking Bill of Rights to the letter. Anything to the contrary is fucking goddamn treason and sedition, and you fucking know it out there, you pricks that are violating it. But do you hear about the Bill of Rights? Do they talk about the Bill of Rights? It seems like at this point in the fucking ballgame, with all that's going on, they would pull that motherfucker out and have a peek. They never wanted it. The fucking the people who would be capitalists would never fucking wanted it. They wanted a goddamn slave population. They wanted goddamn to subvert the fucking people. Ukraine cuts off gas to Europe and inflation double whammy. Really? This is from Gateway Pundit. It was sent in by Misty Ford. Discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. You read that right. Ukraine announced today that it's cutting off a third of the natural gas flow to Europe. I mean, we go down and they are fucking robbing us blind at the goddamn, at our gas stations. We have more than enough fucking oil in this country. We don't need one fucking import. And if we put the fucking ban on fucking imports of fucking, I just fucking took the leases back because they were obtained through fucking fraud. Took all the fucking leases back. And then fucking used our resources for the people. Yeah, you can pump it out of there. You can make a fair fucking profit. But by God, we're going to pay 2 cents a fucking gallon. That's how much we should be paying for gas. In other countries like Yemen, those guys go out, you know, they fucking get cars. They ride them up on fucking two wheels. Because they're not, you know, they die. They go to paradise doing fucking goofy shit. Brand new fucking cars. You think they're hurting for fucking gas? They've got gas. We've got gas. But they're exporting it. They're trying to make us the goddamn fucking hub for the fucking all this international fucking commerce that fucking cuts our fucking throat and feeds the fucking 1%. The 1%, they need more goddamn money. They're capitalists, don't you know? And capitalism is fucking want starving people to get what you fucking want. It's not free enterprise, you know, with a fucking debt-free currency where everybody's on an even playing field because you fucking culls couldn't cut it, could ya? If you had to compete with the fucking intelligence and the aptitude of everybody on an even playing field instead of out of your fucking lodges and out of your fucking churches where you good old boys get together and form your collectives, you'd be fucked, wouldn't ya? Because you're the dumbest bunch of son of a bitches I ever run across. Gas Transit Service of Ukraine, OGTSU, declared force majeure on Tuesday, saying that it was impossible to continue the transit of gas through a connection point and compressor station located in Lungst area, as OGTSU personnel cannot carry out operational and technical control over the, Sharavanka. That's right down next to fucking Klamath Falls, right? That's why this fucking concerns me. They're trying to make this seem like a little fucking world and that we're all just fucking, well, they're all neighbors. You ain't my fucking neighbor. You foreign son of a bitches need to get the fuck out of my country. Before the fucking nationals release from the jungle. Connector Point and Nova Pskov. These are old American names, man. This is America. No, it ain't. This is a fucking one world fucking order. They're fucking building it right in front of our fucking eyes and we ain't lifting a fucking finger to stop them as we're being fucking invaded. Where's this quite a goddamn, people are going to look back on us as the stupidest, cowardly, most cowardly, fucking worthless son of a bitches to ever draw air over the Shoravanka connector point and the Nova Pskov compressor station. The company cannot continue to fulfill its contract obligations. Wonder who's going to get that goddamn gas to our allies over there, our friends, our buddies, our neighbors. You know, they're just like us. They're fucking, they're American. No, they're not American nationals. They're fucking foreigners. We owe them nothing. They owe us nothing. But to stay the fuck away from us and leave us alone and leave us content to fucking live our lives as we see fit, living in the autonomy that we were fucking guaranteed. Exploiting our own resources. We could be so fucking happy. Think of what they fucking just, oh, I'm giving this $800 million over here to this Ukraine. Nobody heard of the fucking Ukraine. But man, that's where the Nazis are now. Oh, yeah. That's going to be the new fucking head of the empire. That's someplace where they got fucking NATO, the fucking goddamn international fuck. Well, it's the United Nations goddamn army. There ain't been in a fucking American army in God knows how long. There sure as hell ain't been a declared war since World War II. Not that they could declare war because they were a fucking corporation. By then, everything they did was a fucking fraud. The war, all these wars were frauds. They have to be. If the original act that created the fucking authority is a fraud, everything done under that authority is a fucking fraud. That's logic. That's goddamn fucking factual goddamn law. Contract obligation said, gas from the connection will not be accepted into the transit system of Ukraine starting at 7 a.m. on Wednesday. OGTSU. Man, they got to get the price of that, you know. Just remember a few years ago when they ran the big pipeline, the natural gas pipeline down to Mexico to feed their fucking industry. Now go down and buy yourself some goddamn propane. Tell me what they were fucking up to. This goddamn thing lifting the ban on our export of our oil. That's to put our oil on the fucking, on the world market so that we can pay fucking these international son of a bitches for our own fucking resource that we're getting nothing out of. That belongs to each and every fucking one of us. You want to go back to 1871, 1869, wherever you want to go back to. We'll start forward and we'll see who owns what. And who fucking swindled and who fucking sold out. Who committed treason and sedition to be a good capitalist. If this, that's what it says, if this a ploy. You know, who knows where it is, pundit, gateway pundit. You guys proofread anything? It should be, I'll do this for you. If this is a ploy by Ukraine to put pressure on Europe in order to secure more support in terms of money and weapons, it's a stupid move. Oh, really? I bet you that there's some son of a bitch that's going to make a bun. I bet he's a fucking Zionist Jew motherfucking Karzaian piece of shit. It is the proverbial angry dog biting the hand of its feet. Right. Well, oh, yeah. You're going to get mad at the Jews, are you? The fascist Jews, by the way. Fucking, I mean, this is goddamn 1984. We hate East Asia. We're always been at war with East Asia. West Asia is our ally. 2 weeks later, we hate West Asia. West Asia, East Asia has always been our ally. I mean, this is the memory span you're supposed to have. I mean, and 2 + 2, of course, equals fucking 5. Everybody knows that. That's the consensus, don't you know? Live your fucking life by consensus. Make wrong calculations. I mean, that's what you go through life trying not to do, is make incorrect fucking calculations, because they cost. They can cost right up to life. But no. It is, if this is a ploy, in order to, in terms of money and weapons, it is stupid move. It is a stupid move. It is the proverbial angry dog biting the hand of its feeder. Dogs aren't smart, but they cannot run a can opener. Unopened cans mean no food. Fuck you. Who in the fuck you think you're talking to? You come along lately, know nothing, motherfucker. We already got the goddamn answer, okay? We know what to do about this. We just need to fucking do it. We need to muster up the fucking goddamn guts and the goddamn backbone and do it. We have the law on our side. Our law. The law of our people and the jurisdictional authority of our people to kill, to protect our goddamn rights, to protect our liberty, to protect our right to own fucking property. And all you people out there thinking you own property unless you're a part of the corporate elite, you don't own shit. You better get that through your fucking head. Let's finish it off with this. Biden disinformation czar demands power to edit other people's tweets. Well, fuck, that's not a violation of the first article, isn't it? The people created a public square on the internet. I mean, they made the internet happen. We made, just like the fucking radio, just like the fucking TV, we made it happen. And you know, Trump, you know, America first, turned our goddamn internet over to fucking China. Because China is so good at goddamn editing things out. I mean, Winston Chow has removed so much information from the internet. Because that's where all the goddamn, they think we don't have hard copies of their treason. But we do. But they, I mean, first you got to get those common law courts. And that means first you got to fucking fight a battle. You got to fight a whole bunch of fucking battles. You got to come out of that fucking jungle and you got to rip this fucking place down till they're begging you for a fucking court. So they're not just executed on the fucking spot for coming at you with a fucking gun, a needle, whatever they want to come at you fucking with. And then there can be justice. Until then, no. This is from Summit News. In a newly released video clip, Biden disinformation czar, isn't that a Russian term? You see what's happening to this goddamn country that's supposed to be the land of the free and the home of the brave? What a crock of shit that was. Just like George Washington's my founding father. I should worship that fucking treasonous piece of fucking shit with fucking wooden teeth. Tsar Nina, goddamn, Jankowicz. That's who your fucking czar is. That's who your... A newly released video of Biden's disinformation czar. This is fucking goddamn raw communism, isn't it? Right in your fucking face, demands that trustworthy, verified people, in quotation marks, like her be given the power to edit other people's tweets, making Twitter more like Wikipedia. This goddamn internet has destroyed their plans for a new world order, and they know it. The truth is out. I mean, they can stand on there and they can put it under their feet and stand on it. It don't fucking matter. Everybody knows what it fucking says. That's the only flag we should be seeing flying in this goddamn country right now. For we the people. The non-capitalists. You capitalists, you keep flying that fucking stars, stripes. Because it was created by fucking capitalists. It was actually created in violation of the law itself. That fucking flag was. Because it was a part of a fraud. That's a hard thing to swallow, isn't it? I think it is for a lot of you. I think it's a hard thing to swallow to know it was a fucking fraud. That flag is a fraud. A lot of guys go, my friends died for that flag. God damn you. I mean, you want to bring up some fucking emotion in somebody. Just put down that fucking flag. And they don't even realize what they were fucking fighting for. Smedley Butler did. War is a racket. It's always been a fucking racket, and goddamn it, if it's a racket, it's a fucking out of control goddamn explosion of rackets in this goddamn world right now. Every country, there is no goddamn sovereign countries. It's all been turned into goddamn corporations. Corporations can move their fucking base of operation, but still fucking can claim to own the fucking people of this fucking country. But we don't have to, we got the law to say that no you can't and no you're not gonna. We have the law that says we can fucking gun your fucking ass down if you try it. We got the right to say that we're going to take these guns and we're going to be fucking free or we're going to kill you. It's not only our right, it is our goddamn duty. We are negligent in our duty to fucking defend the fucking freedom and liberty of ourselves and our progeny. Negligent. Which looks, then you start looking at it a little closer, it looks a whole lot like cowardice. But you put in the mix the fucking all everybody, even these low level fucking capitalists. I want to fucking make money. I don't give a shit if the world fucking goes to hell. I don't care if the fucking majority of the population's enslaved. I could use them in my capital. If I'm a good enough capitalist, I know you only climb so far up that fucking ladder, idiot. There's only room, so much room at the fucking top. And they're gonna, when they come to take every fucking, it's just like in that, the Sons of Liberty movie. Oh, John Hancock, man, he was doing the bidding of the fucking goddamn, criminal fucking, governor of Massachusetts. They were in criminal fucking operations together. And everything was fucking fat ass and groovy with him. And fucking, he didn't care that fucking poor people were getting beaten, getting their fucking shit taken from them, fucking being fucking tyrannized, going into admiralty fucking courts, and having their fucking rights thrown into the fucking wind, being prisoned, taking their, having their property taken from them. He didn't give a rat's fuck until they came and took his. They came and took his house and took his boats. Oh, gee golly willikers, man. Now we have a fucking problem. That's like that magazine thing that Galen's husband sent me here. Like that's what, I mean, these are the people that fucking, they want you to think these were the people. It's like they want you to think this tiny percentage, this 10 to fucking 20% that fucking go out and play this stupid, that are going along with this shit. Are the majority, they'll say 95% of the people polled, 95% of 10 people polled is still 95% of the people polled, isn't it? They have played this numbers game with you. You see a number you like, you don't even look at it. You don't, 750 people were polled. This is what fucking 340 million people think. Horse shit. That's just like that representation bullshit and these political parties. They are collectives. We were never supposed to form fucking collectives in the fucking, to run this guy, to keep our fucking employees in line according to the Federalist Papers. I gotta go back to it always. You don't need no Bill of Rights. There's nothing in this Constitution, this unlawful Constitution, written by us, ratified by us, for us, and you're our subject. And they had to be forced, literally at gunpoint, with the threat that they would, the people would come to Philadelphia and kill them dead to fucking ratify that fucking Bill of Rights. To put down the goddamn, they had to swear that there would be a Bill of Rights before, some of the southern states would fucking acquiesce to the fucking Constitution, even through their fucking paid representatives. We, the people, never ratified that Constitution. Keep that in your fucking mind. They say they rule by consent. They fucking do not. They rule in violation of our laws, what they rule. And they're doing it more blatantly and more arrogantly and right in your fucking face every day. And you just sit there and you fucking, what do? You do nothing. Until people start doing something. And these Koch brothers, I mean, fucking, what are they, fucking Superman? Do they live in a goddamn underground cave with a fucking 10 million fucking security outside, an army outside? What the fuck's the deal? They probably walk right down the goddamn streets, spitting on the fucking guy that's sitting on the fucking sidewalk, fucking out of work American that can trace his goddamn lineage back to the beginning of this country. Spit right on him and laugh about it. Because that's what they want. They want the goddamn aristocracy to be recognized as the aristocracy of the queen and the crown heads of fucking Europe. These monarchs have to fall. These monarchs have to be gotten rid of once and for fucking all if there's ever to be peace upon this fucking earth. Just think of a world without them. Without the goddamn fucking pedophilic, sick in the head fucking misery makers. This is what they do. They get up in the morning and they fucking, they put their effort to fucking making misery. You're trying to live your fucking life to have a fucking, a little something, a fucking a roof over your head, food's always nice, and transportation, and, you know, maybe go somewhere once in a while and just feel fucking good. Or just feel fucking good because you're free. No, you're supposed to avert your eyes when you meet them. If you're going down the sidewalk and there's fucking mud or water in there, you step off that son of a bitch. Because that fancy dressed son of a fucking prick right there, who you could whip in fucking 10 seconds fucking flat stomp right into the fucking ground, is your fucking better. Because he's a capitalist. He is capitalized on fucking lies. He's capitalized on pedophilia. He's capitalized on fucking blackmail, murder. You fucking name it. That's what they capitalize on, people. And this has been a corporate welfare state since its fucking inception, and it will always be. Now, a disinformation czar, I mean, they have the fucking balls to say it. That's what keeps getting me. I mean, people, what do people do with you Trump tards when you read these fucking headlines, and you know that that son of a bitch Trump would be doing the same fucking thing? He fucking took your fucking bump stocks by fucking executive dictate. He violated your first article. He pissed on your fucking first article. Well, he's Trump, though. He's Trump, and he's like me. So we're the same guy. I identified him. God sent him to save us. He wouldn't have been here if God didn't send him. And God's going to bring him back. Finally, there's going to be a resurrection of Donald Trump. And I'm going to be there at his feet. You ignorant fucking culls. He fucking put the red flag laws at a federal fucking level in violation of the second article, in violation of the ninth article, which makes it in violation of the whole fucking law of we the people in this country and our jurisdictional authority, doesn't it? Does that matter to you? Does that matter to you? Are you just so fucking cowardly and dumb? Well, as long as I can worship at his feet, the son of a bitch came out. You heard this conservative shit like I have all your fucking life. We want a conservative, small government, conservative, small government, conservative, small government, small government. This cocksucker stood up, told you he was going to fucking triple the size of the army, build bunches of fucking nuclear fucking missiles and make this government bigger and badder than it's ever fucking been. Make America great and huge and me in fucking charge of it, as I'm also the king of fucking Israel. And then you turn around, now you got this fucking, everybody talked about if Hillary Clinton, boy, if Hillary would have got voted in, man, we'd already be at war. Bullshit. Because fucking this cocksucker, this communist committee and their fucking dead-headed meat puppet have already done every fucking thing she would have done, haven't they? They have broken our fucking law ad nauseum. They have pissed on we the people. They're taking our fucking wealth. They'll be coming up and taking it right out of your fucking house because you won't stop them. You don't have the fucking moxie to defend your own fucking castle. That is pathetic. Especially when you have the resource. Jesus, if all of us just walked out, all of us that are sick of this shit. You think they outnumber, you think the capitalists outnumbers these cocksuckers who try, this is capitalist country. No, it fucking ain't. It was supposed to be a republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual, with a free enterprise system where the government printed, minted gold and silver without fucking debt attached so that we could exploit the fucking resources of the country one with our blood, our grandfather's blood. It belonged to us, all of it. And why should we let one fucker in here? Why? I want it for the next generation. I'm sorry, you go fix your own fucking country. Here's a copy of the Bill of Rights. This is how we did it. Have a nice day, because all these countries are filthy fucking rich, only they want this country to be the same way. Where there's 13 fucking families like down in goddamn Mexico. 13 families get all the fucking wealth, everybody else is a fucking pissant or a peasant. Unless they're a part of the cartels, which the government is the fucking head cartel, make no mistake about it. And the federales are their fucking enforcers, make no mistake about it. But on and on and on it goes. And on it'll continue to go until as long as we allow it. Until we grow what's it gonna take? What do they gotta do to you? They've done everything but fucking hack up your fucking kid right in front of you. And that's coming next, you stupid pricks. They're fucking bringing them to your neighborhood. And they don't have no fucking qualms about cutting somebody out of fucking pieces or hacking them up because they know they ain't going to get in trouble for it because that's what they're here for. It's like during the fucking the uprising that was fucking hijacked by these fucking aristocrats. They released the savages onto the goddamn frontier to burn and pillage and terrorize the fucking people. That's what these cocksuckers are being brought in here for. You just keep fucking allowing it. Again, by God, pay those fucking taxes. Not that the goddamn money's worth anything. It's all just so goddamn stupid. We're the power here. We have such fucking power and we will not fucking use it. I do not understand it. I will never understand it. Anyway, I've had enough of this shit. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And in the meantime, just try to consider, what we're looking at here. And when we're looking at our fellow Americans, what are we looking at here? You got a mix of fucking out there. I want to be a corporation and capitalist is good. No, it isn't. Capitalism is fucking usury. It's what the fucking, they used to just let the Jews handle the money because it was supposed to be evil. But I mean, that was kind of a fucking misnomer too, letting them have their hands on the fucking money. Just like letting them fucking have the hands on the so-called Congress, this phony goddamn fucking government. It was never a fucking government fucking agreed on by the people or consented to by the people, no more than this United Nations shit they're going to build and try to enforce. You are going to fight these fuckers, whether you want to or not, or you're going to just take it, you're going to lay down and fucking take your fucking bullet in the fucking head at the edge of that ditch and like it. It'll be your fucking release. And that is the word from the trenches.